there's a timeline for them to get their C of C, which the decision of record is fulfilled for their C of C.
Their C of C means
certificate of conformance.
Right. I don't believe that anybody is close to that, though.
No.
I have put in a PSR.
But there's a misunderstanding that they only have 120 days. They could record that tomorrow.
No, I realize that.
Okay, but no, I don't know. You said they had 120 days.
The maximum is 120 days. It expires.
Just to record that.
Just to put it on record.
Yeah, just to put it on record. They could do that tomorrow without any requirements fulfilled with Western Taney Fire. That can be recorded in the morning by every single decision that was approved.
When does the final come?
Before the C of C is issued. And as far as I can tell, reading through there, there's not a timeline. If they wait a year, 2 years. And we're talking specifically like if they're building a house, there's no occupancy. But as I stated before, I'm just keeping us going just like we were, not bearing until we get a new administrator, and that person can decide which direction to go with what Bob had decided.
So they can file on record, but it's not their final. They have to file another C&C that becomes final?
We issue the C of C.
And have they been issued?
No.
Because they have to come into compliance with all of the conditions that are on the C of C.
Correct.
So they can file their C of C, but it's not valid if they didn't comply.
No, we issue the C of C.
It's a decision of record that they can file.
Yeah, they can file that decision of record, which states what they have to get to the planning office.
Does that give them the right to do a nightly rental if they haven't complied to the conditions?
A good question.
It doesn't give them the right. We've got 2,500 out here doing it. It's not.
Yeah.
I understand that, but it does not give them the right. So you could take the complaint, enough complaints, and you could go directly to the prosecuting attorney. So.
Well, I mean, I could get an opinion. I've been directed to keep planning and zoning the direction that it was going when I was appointed, and that's the direction I'm keeping it.
I understand that.
But we could offer that opinion up to an attorney, the county commission's attorney, and then ask him for looking at it wrong.
I believe that would be a very good opinion to get. Because until that final C of C is recorded by you...
Issued by us.
It is issued by you.
Yes.
And then that final C and C has to be recorded also.
No, that just goes in our file and it's given to them for their records.
But you do not issue that final C of C,
C of C
until all the conditions have been met.
Think of it in terms of like a C of O occupancy permit, which we do not have. This is a certificate of compliance stating that they've met all the factors of this decision of record and the permit's finalized.
Okay, so I'm going to have to be very diligent and I'm going to have to do PSRs every time the owner of a rental submits, say, for instance, the fire certificate or that they have... an agent that is 24/7 and they've got it posted.
Yeah, let me suggest to you just file one PSR with the county clerk's office. And as I did with Susan Smith this afternoon, we will email those to you when they come in. If we have, it's kind of like an open PSR. And we'll continue, and that's what I told Susan, we'll continue to send those to you as they come in. Because they are public record, like the Western Taney Fire certificate. So if you go ahead and submit, then you can just call into the office or send it to Wesley, and then he'll send it down to us.
Right.
And then he'll make notation.
I tried that through him, and he said I had to do a PSR was for one specific property.
And he and I talked about it today, and he said that I could, if I decided, and I'm willing to do that, to send them as they come in.
Okay,
we'll scan them and email them.
That would be very good because
right.
I'm very organized and I could know what has to be on file before. How once everything is in, then how long is it before you do the final CFC for your file?
Just depends on how busy I am that week and where I'm at.
But most likely it wouldn't, it would, if you email me tomorrow, maybe it would be the last thing that that property would have to have if, mm-hmm. if that was tomorrow. Do you do the CFC that very same day?
Most generally not, because I'll gather up stuff and I'm doing things that were ahead of it.
Okay.
I've got two or three Division One CFC sitting there on my desk now that's been a week and a half, and I haven't been able to get to
okay.
them.
Well, I just would like you to be very diligent in
right.
not issuing those final CFCs.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Got you long-winded there, Mr. Chair.
It's all right. I was fixing to suggest you and her go.
Can I speak again?
Talk at the office soon. Huh?
Would I have an opportunity to...
I send this in the hall.
Yeah. Yeah, this ain't really a debate tonight.
Yeah, well, I would like to let you know that on our property, we're trying to be very good neighbors. We are good neighbors. We have our name posted in the window in case of emergency problems or issues with my phone number there. We do have a person down here that would react immediately. I will say in the 7 years that ten years that we've been doing this, we've not had one complaint from the community at all, not one. And as far as the driveway is concerned, I wanted to address that. It is a steep driveway. However, we do give access to the garage. That's one of the benefits of renting our property, is that we do allow them to pull into the garage. It's their home at, during the time they're there.
Do you, since you've come back up, do you have a sales tax certificate to report the revenue generated?
I do. I have that document with me, and I report it quarterly and pay it. We actually have an accounting firm that when they applied for that sales tax license, went to the county and asked, made sure that we had the Division III permit in place for Fieldstone Villas. They were told that we did. So we've been operating under the idea and concept that we had that everything in line. I have a lawyer. I do have an accountant. I mean, everything I try and do to the letter of the law. And it's very disturbing to me to think that I could be denied over some issue that really I'm not participating in, because, again, we've had no complaints, and I want to be a good neighbor. My wife and I go, our friends, our relatives go down there with us, and we spend time down here. I've never seen any or witnessed any issues that cause me concern. Truly not.
Now, you've been doing it for how long?
10 years. We started in 2007, and it started with the golf course renting our property.
Yeah.
Branson Creek, was it?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, it was called Murder Rock. And then I wanted to become more intimately involved with the rental, because I didn't want to turn it into a dormitory. I wanted it to be something that we could be proud of, share with our friends and relatives, and rent on a nightly basis. And it's been very good. I might add that we have people that have been renting year after year. This is where they spend their week's vacation. And it gives me the chills to think that I could be having to call them and say, hey, you're no longer able to do this.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Could I say just about 10 seconds?
Yeah.
It's all about money.
Thank you.
But from what I've been seeing the last couple months, there's something that has fired this all up to begin with that somebody ain't talking about, or somebody...
Well, she explained it. It was when it was the pool or some kind of
No, I think it goes, I think, yeah, but I think it goes further than that, but that's my personal opinion.
May I try to speak to that issue?
You raised your hand several times, sir. I was letting the ladies go before you.
Call a crane.
I was trying to be polite and let the ladies go ahead of you.
I appreciate that. And I will, I've spoke to the issue, I think, several, quite a bit. But it, I think the issue broke or exploded. I think I've heard that term used from time to time tonight. And it exploded about, was it 3 years ago? Approximately 3 years ago, when one particular realtor decided to capitalize on an issue that where he could by starting to rent these units and paying no attention to the occupancy numbers. And when the unit across the street, and I think I spoke to you guys about it, and when you put 16 people in this one unit, and then when it explodes with fireworks and they're shooting them at me, and I called the sheriff's department, that's when things kind of went to hell. You know, and when you look for an issue, and there's been a lot of these little issues like that, that's caused this problem to fester, and the pot's boiled over, and now we're down to this thing of trash cans sitting out in the streets and boats and all of the other things. I think that's kind of where it all happened. Because one realtor decided to capitalize, and he's got probably six or eight or more of these units that he's controlling, and that's what he's doing. And that's where the problem. So if we hold the line to the occupancy rule, that'll help. That'll start to help. But, you know, this gentleman, I'm sure he kind of controls his and things are running fine. But when you put 14, 15, 16 people in there in one unit, and you have six cars parked in the driveway and on the street, that's when all hell breaks loose.
Don't talk to him. Talk to us.
Well, I want to be sure. And I apologize to him and to the whole board, because that's where it happened, and it's because of probably one gentleman. And
I know you're upset, but let's try to watch the language a little bit too.
I'll do that.
Can I say something? I'll
submit the bond.
Now, wait a minute before you talk. This would be the last one that talked. Okay.
And I just want to invite each and every one of you to come out to Branson Creek and knock on my door and let me show you what a villa looks like with a loft, because you're being lied to. It's not a three bedroom. And then let me show you the damage that has been done across the street with the oil slick that I talked to you about previously and the driveway that's been runt. It's not a matter that we have disharmony, we have anarchy. And I'm serious. Before you have your vote next week, come and knock on my door, which is 111 North Tuscany, and I'll give you a tour of what a villa looks like. And it's not a three bedroom, it's a two bedroom and a loft. Thank you.
Thank you. What do you think about that?
My question is, are they all built the same?
Okay. Our first one, nobody ever showed up for it?
No.
Nope.
No one's come in.
Okay. We'll
make a motion that we postpone it
to the April public hearing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put it on the public.
That.
Everybody in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Everybody that's been here tonight on these, we'll meet 6 o'clock next Monday. Thank you for all of you coming out.
I think you have to vote on 127.
we don't.
Not tonight. We voted on that one.
No. That's 177. It's done.
Tonight's just the hearing.